I think it's a pretty common experience that we have our ideas of how things should go. We make our own plans, and then frequently they're interrupted or disturbed. And sometimes that can cause agitation or discomfort in us when our plans don't go the way that we think they should. And perhaps that's where we can look at the disciples today. They had their idea of what it was going to be like to be following Jesus and who should come to them and how things should go. And here comes an interruption, a disturbing action by these mothers and their children. And so they were forced to kind of reconfigure their idea of what life was going to be like. I think it's a good example, a good lesson for us. How open are we to the movement of the Spirit in our life to allow Him to change our mind about how things are supposed to be? That's when we can look to that first reading with Joshua. Have we decided to fully serve the Lord? Have we turned our backs completely on the idols of our past? And is our heart set solely, devoutly on the Lord? With our hearts set on the Lord and on the glories of heaven, then the disturbing influences, the interruptions, the distractions that come our way, we'll be able to see them as opportunities to love and to serve the Lord and His people. It's very easy to have our minds and our hearts closed and set on the way that we want things. Joshua encourages us today to serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the disciples today teach us that we need to be open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. On this Saturday that we devote to the Blessed Virgin Mary, we pray for her intercession. She who gave her unending yes to the Lord, to the Spirit, and all that it may entail. Let us ask her to pray for us, to intercede for us, so that whatever comes our way, we may say, "Yes, Lord, I choose to serve you." Amen.